And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Today, I'm going to have a sober program. Not a somber program, but a sober program, because of the recent events that have occurred in the world, which have gotten everyone's attention. But I think you might agree with me that the state of the world is always of late rather sobering. There's much to be troubled about, much to be concerned about. Okay? Now, today I want to talk about stress. I want to talk about stress because that's everyone's problem. Everyone's problem. Some people are better than others at handling stress, but even those who are the best at handling stress are nevertheless damaged. Damaged by reactions to stress. And so what I would like to do is to help you to not be damaged. You see, when you overreact, see, that's everybody's problem. If you're like 99% of people, your problem is that you become upset too easily. You become upset and say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, and then you hide in thinking or the imagination or work or texting or something or other to not face the fact that you failed in reality. See, human beings are not supposed to be upset. We're not supposed to be upset. We're supposed to be inwardly guided. Do you remember when you were a little tiny child? See, when you were a little tiny child, you were closer to God at that time than you ever have been since. I'm sure there are a few exceptions. People who have become closer to God as they got older, there are a few exceptions. And some of the great mystics of the church, you know, Thomas a Kempis, St. Francis de Sales, Brother Lawrence, Teresa of Avila, you know, people like that. And of course, people like A.W. Tozer talked about, he wrote a book called The Pursuit of God, a beautiful book, beautiful book. He was serious about finding God, and I think in his sincere searching, he was a very sincere man, in his sincere searching, I believe he drew closer to God. But when you were a little tiny child, do you remember how you sort of lived in your own little world? You know, you ran out into the world happily and discovered many wonderful things, butterflies and falling leaves and puffy white clouds floating by and all kinds of wonderful things, okay? And you loved your mommy and daddy, and there was much to discover and much to learn. Yet you were sort of self-contained, okay? And things happened outside of you. Things happened, but for the most part, they didn't bother you. Unless people teased you and prodded you and poked you and pressured you or were cruel to you, and then eventually you became emotional. But otherwise, things didn't bother you. You just sort of went through life in your own little, kind of like your own little world. Well, amazingly, that's the way people are supposed to be. People are supposed to And as you get older, see, that was a natural protection when you were a little child, a natural God-given protection. But as you get older, that natural God-given protection breaks down. And then what happens is you go out in the world and there's tease and cruelty and peer pressure and coach pressure and teacher pressure and parent pressure and all kinds of pressures. And you eventually fall. And then you lose something when you fall, when you become upset, when you become resentful, when you become angry. See, at others, at your dad for not being there, at your mom for nagging, or at some other kid for teasing you, then you lose something. You lose something spiritually. You lose to your inner ground of good. Then feeling that loss, you then look for it out in the world. You look for love in the world. See, you look for fulfillment in the world, purpose in the world. And then you're looking in the wrong place, and as you go out in the world to find those things, you're pulled even farther away from your center. So now it's time to come back home like Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz, to come back home again. And I can show you how.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
I know that I have some of your attention because you can see that I know what I'm talking about. It's like I was reading your mail. And the other thing, when you lose something of yourself out in the world, it's replaced by something of the world. You lose something of yourself and you lose a little piece of yourself and gain something of the world. That's how you change. That's how you can become like the very people that you hate. If you go out in the world and you hate people, doesn't matter who you hate. Doesn't matter who you hate or resent. Whether it's somebody who thinks they're better than you, or someone who teases you, or you hate your dad for not being there, for being cruel or a bully, or for being a wimp and letting things happen to you, or for your mom for being a nag, or your mom for putting you down, or rejecting you, or other kids for rejecting you, or teachers for having pets, and whatever the reason, you hate anyone out in the world. Or people have more than you, they have nicer clothes than you, or nicer family or something. Whatever you hate, you lose something of yourself. See? And the ones who are out there teasing you and pressuring you and so on, you become like them. But let's get back to our basic theme, which is stress. Okay? Coping with stress. So can you see now? Can you see that all the aforementioned things are stress? Remember, I talked about tease, about cruelty, about injustice, about a dad who's not there for you, or a mom who puts you down, or other kids who tease you, or teachers who lord it over you with knowledge and pressure you and challenge you. And see, where's the love? Remember, there was a song back in the 60s or 70s was called "Where Is the Love?" Where is the love? Well, there is no love. Very little of it. Okay? Very little. Not the kind of love that can restore you. Now, getting back to what I was saying, those things are all stresses. See? So what happens is, but those are unnatural stresses. See? Tease and cruelty and confusion and neglect and injustice and a dad who wasn't there for you, or a mom who resented her husband and took it out on you, or any of these types of things, or someone who spoiled you. See, someone who didn't look out for your best interests in some very, very subtle way, or someone who just was, see, there are just all kinds of injustices and errors, and they're all tease. Some of them are knowing tease, they do it on purpose. Mostly, they don't even realize what they're doing. Or they're simply lost sheep themselves and in error. And because of their in error, they make mistakes. See, a lot of parents, for example, they do the best they can, but they're somewhat uninformed and they don't have much understanding. See, and father doesn't have, well, he doesn't have a bond with his creator. He's woman-centered instead of God-centered. And so somehow there's something missing, and so he makes mistakes and he lets things happen. See, and so what you have to see is that that's not the way it was originally meant to be in the Garden of Eden. Remember, in paradise, that's not a paradise. What we live in is a jungle hell. And so in this jungle hell of confusion and cruelty, there will be these unnatural teases. So you, what happened is that the tease got to you, and you responded to it. See, you responded. It was temptation. So another way of looking at these unnatural teases is that they're temptation. They got to you, you reacted to them. See, with resentment or upset. Mostly with resentment, anger. And that's how they got to you. That's how they got inside of you. That's how they altered your behavior and began to motivate you. See how that works? So the ideal person, remember Christ when he was in the desert for 40 days and then he was tempted? Remember how he didn't respond? The only thing he gave was a scripture verse. He didn't respond. He didn't react. See? It didn't get to him. It was there. It was tempting him. It was there, tempting, teasing. But he didn't react, didn't respond. So that's how you have to be. You have to be more like when you were a little child. You need to go out in the world like a tourist on vacation. And you go around and look at things and see many, many interesting things. And so you go out in the world and you see things that you wonder about, that you don't understand. But they don't upset you. Okay? So that's very important to become like that again. And that's what I'm here to help you with. I have a very beautiful Christian meditation that will help you. So you need to go to my website. This is an infomercial. I'm only on once a week for 15 minutes. You may never hear me again. This may be the only time in your life. This is your one chance to hear someone like me with my special message. And so you ought to write down the website so that you can re-find me. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, everyone. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. If you're just joining us, well, I've been talking about stress, and I've basically been telling the story of everyone's life, how they're born as a little child, happy and carefree, and then the teases of the world, the cruelties, the injustice, the confusion of the world get to them, and they begin to react with upset and with resentment toward those teases, and then they begin to change. And the world rushes in, and they become outer-directed. And they're no longer the safe, self-contained, happy-go-lucky little child that they were. Now, Christ said that unless you become as a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, he said that, and I think there was a lot. I think those few words, see, he could load up in a few words more than most, more than other people could say in 20 books or 50 books or 100 books. The meaning was so compressed that you could just hear him say a few words and you would immediately know that he had something special. But I think one of the things he was getting at was that you have to become, once again, you have to be sealed off. See, you have to be in the world, but not of the world. That's another expression from the scripture. And I love the scripture. You must be in the world, but not of the world. Okay? So you go through life instead of life going through you. So you're like the boat going through the water, and the water separates and you glide through the water. But if the ship begins to tilt to the side and the water rushes in, see, that's not good. So you want to be like the boat gliding through the water. Look, what happened was when you were a little child, you were upset. There was injustice and cruelty and all the things that I talked about earlier in the program. And so it got to you, and then you became outer directed. But when you did, in other words, when you began to respond to the outside, you lost your way. That's kind of basically what it is. You lost your way. And then you tried to find your way looking out in the world, which is the very one place that had thrown you off balance and caused you to become outer directed in the first place instead of inwardly motivated and inwardly impelled, see, and centered. It caused you to become decentered, destabilized, outer directed, reactive, emotional. What do they call that? They call that PTD. Okay? But then instead of looking inside to try to regain your bearings, you looked outside into the world. And so the very ones that had upset you now are coming back in the second place and claiming to be able to help you and save you. You see? So it's like, it's kind of like, psychic jujitsu or something. You know, you grab onto them just to keep from falling, and then they trip you up. See? Then they kick you when you're down, too. So then there's more injustice. See? To which you react and become upset. See? So now what you have to see is, when you were a little child, you couldn't help getting upset. You were only a little child. Now you're a big person, and you can hear me, see, and perhaps take advantage of what I have to offer. So what I have is I would like to help you get recentered again. And when you get recentered, a lot of good things can come of it. You can pray better because you're closer to God again. Remember when you were a little child, you were closest to God at that time? Well, you can get closer to God when you're recentered, when you're not lost in thinking or lost out in the world. You calm down. See, you begin to respond properly to people instead of reacting. And then a lot of good things happen. Think about it. If you were calmed down, just think how much better you could get along with your partner, your kids, and other people. How much more reasonable you could be and perhaps even express wisdom in your responses to other people. Instead of reacting with emotion, you could respond with patience and wisdom. Many, many good things accrue from becoming centered. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. You see, the help that you need is from God. Do you need to re-find God and develop a rapport with Him? See, God is your parent spirit. God is your parent spirit. I heard something beautiful on the radio. I just heard a little bit of it. It was on, was it Haven Today? It was on one of the programs on Christian radio, which I love listening to Christian radio because there I can hear talk about the things that I'm interested in. Okay, and then sometimes I hear the scripture being read, which I love. I think it was Haven Today. It was a man, I believe he was an orphan. He lost his parents. And he said that someone said to him, or he heard someone say that God is the father of orphans. And when he heard that, it was so beautiful. It took a great load off of his shoulders, and it began a change for the better. A complete turnaround just by hearing that. See, he never realized it before. The man said, why didn't anyone ever tell me that before? Okay. Well, the truth is, we all had an earthly father. And many of our earthly fathers didn't do so good. They did the best they could, but they failed a lot, or they failed a little. Okay, they did their best, perhaps, but they still failed us. Okay, and so a lot of us resent our earthly father for having failed us, because in the eyes of a child, father stands in for God. And now what you must see is this. Two things. Number one, you must forgive your earthly father, because now as you're getting older, you're a big person. You can see that you yourself have failed other people. Perhaps you are failing them now. Do you want to fail them? The answer is no, you don't. You don't want to. See, but somehow you are. And so it was the same with your father. He didn't want to fail you. He didn't want to, but he couldn't help himself. The world was too much for him. When he was a little boy, he was overcome. People were cruel to him and mean, and no one was there for him. And see, he never found it. He never found it. So forgive him, okay? And when you forgive your earthly father, then that opens the door to refinding your heavenly father. And the second thing is that God really is your father. See, if you love what is right, see, if you love innocence and you love truth, then God, the author of innocence, the author of truth, the author of creator of love, creator of truth, see, then you're not that far from Him. And when you realize that He is your Father, okay, then that takes a great load off of your mind. You could be more forgiving to other people. You realize that they stood in, they had a job to do, and they did a good job or mediocre job or not such a good job of raising you and leading you. But never mind now, that's all water under the bridge. So let it go. Let it go. Make it unimportant. Move forward now to find your heavenly Father. Make that the focal point of your existence. Okay? Search for God with all your heart. Okay? And when you find Him, you will have found something of immense value. Now, what am I here for? The reason I'm here is I want to be offering a temporary helping hand to help you to wake up. Okay? See, I'm just trying to help you to wake up to realize that, okay, so you lost your way, and okay, that this is how it happened, and now how to get back? Well, you have to refine God, and I said it's within. And then I explained that you get upset too easily, and you resent other people, and that interferes with finding God. So then you realize, okay, well, if you get my meditation, learn to get recentered, less upset, learn to calm down and get recentered, okay? Then that will assist you in finding God and finding the purpose for your existence. And the other thing it helps with is our thoughts. See, when the world rushes in, remember I said when we When you were a little child, you were self-contained, but then when you became upset, the world rushed in. Well, once it rushes in, then you begin to fall into the thoughts, the squirrel cage of thinking and planning and scheming and worrying and reliving the past and planning for the future and all of those types of things. And so the meditation also helps you to stand back from it. Okay, instead of being immersed in it, to stand back from it. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount. And you, a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. Yes. This is an infomercial. I'm only on 15 minutes a week. Some of you get me for 30 minutes. If you're only getting 15, then go to talktoapastor.org so you can listen to the whole 30 minutes in the archive. That would be very good to listen to the whole 30 minutes. So you're going to have to go to my website so you can watch some of my videos about these topics. Preview some of my books at Amazon. It's free to preview, to look inside. Read some of my articles. Try the meditation. It's completely free. The easy meditation is completely free to help you get recentered and find your way back to God. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.